Donegal, that time of year again, Donegal International Rally. I know this time 12 months ago when I was speaking to you, you were in a very relaxed mode ahead of Donegal. Is it a similar case this time round again?
I think, yeah, we're relaxed. Maybe a bit more effort's gone into the preparation this year. We were close last year. We were having a great race with Declan Boyle up till stage 10. But it was great, you know, and it was a shame it ended the way it did for both of us. But looking forward to getting at it again this year, and I'd imagine there's going to be more frantic battles.
Yeah. Just before we look at that, we'll talk on your prep for this year. You won again in Cork. That was the fourth victory in a row in the West Cork Rally. You've competed in a number of nationals. How's that preparation differed then from the last number of years, and how do you think you actually are now better prepared yourself and your navigator, Connor?
I probably haven't done just quite as much rallying as I had been doing in the past. West Cork, it was great to make a bit of history and get the fourth victory, but I suppose in one sense there was no other drivers there in World Cars, so the pace in West Cork I wouldn't say was frantic. I think Munster and Monaghan certainly the pace was very, very sharp. Sam Moffat is pushing everybody this year, and there's a lot of speculation will he come in the World Car, and you know, in one sense it'd be great if he did, because it would raise the bar again. So Munster 2 weeks ago, I think the pace that was in Munster is Donegal rally winning pace. If we're at that kind of level, I think for 3 days you wouldn't be far away.
It's a tall order, as you know, to try and get to finish to Donegal and to keep that sort of pace for a full 3 days and what's seen as the best stages in the country and further afield.
Yeah, you know, you definitely need the stars to align. You need luck, and you have to be at the sharp end. Somebody asked me during the week, you know, were we going to play a tactical game and bet in on Friday and see what happens? And there is only one tactic in Donegal, and that is that you've got to go flat out on 20 stages and hopefully not make any mistakes, and that your car performs the way you'd hope, if you're even to be close to winning. So, yeah, you need a lot of things to go right for you.
Do you at any stage get to enjoy doing Donegal, or is there a pressure there all the time when you're competing on the stages with what's going on in your own car and what's going on around you with your competitors?
I don't know. I suppose we don't come back every year because it's a pressured environment. It's just, it is the holy grail. Certainly, I probably am under a little bit more pressure myself in the sense that I've never won it. The other drivers in the top five have all had a victory, and I suppose they know what it's like to get it across the line. There's pressure, but again, that's part of the buzz of coming to Donegal. That excitement, the pressure, the tension. It's unlike any other event in the country.
So you're putting, I know you're relaxed going into this, but do you feel in your own mindset that there's pressure on you now as I suppose the years continue to try and get an international one under your belt?
Yeah, again, somebody pointed out I'm actually the oldest driver in the top 10. So the pressure that's there is only my own pressure. There's nobody putting me under pressure, and I'm blessed that I have so many well-wishers that, you know, are rooting there for me to see if I can finally do it, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, the pressure's from, it's only in my own head. But it's, look, if you didn't have that pressure and that, I suppose, anticipation and excitement and nervousness at times, you know, the buzz and the enjoyment wouldn't be the same.
There's not like a desperation there, is there to one Donegal, because there's very fine lines, as we know, in motorsport, and as you mentioned earlier, a lot of things have to line up with the stars if you are to take a Donegal one. You crave this international one. This is the one that you're missing, and you've told us in the past that you would drop everything, you would leave everything behind you that you won before just to get a Donegal one. So is maybe desperation maybe too much of a strong word to use on it, Donna?
I think, yeah, desperation. You know, this is our hobby, this is our sport, you know, it's not life or death. But being from Donegal and I suppose growing up with our local heroes, the likes of Vincent Bonner and James Cullen, and seeing them having won, even to be in a position that you may fight for victory, it's, you know, I suppose it's very, very special. And that's why, I suppose, as a Donegal man, to try and win your home event, that's, you know, that is, I suppose, the real draw for me, and to share that podium with the likes of Declan and Manus as well, you know. And desperation, no, but yeah, there's a wanting there.
Yeah. What about the package that you've got together? Obviously, the Ford Focus is one of the most reliable WRC cars on the circuit, and that we've seen in years. And you've got a good man, Connor Foley, sitting alongside you as well.
Yeah, they look the car. I suppose this is actually my fifth Donegal in the Focus. It is getting a little bit long in the tooth, you know, compared to the more modern cars. It just may not be as nimble. It's got plenty of power, which compensates for that. The car is good. And again, Connor on the notes, Connor shares the enthusiasm, the passion as much as I do. And whereas Kevin sat with me for 10 years and decided to go sailing and give up on the motorsport, at that point I suppose I was apprehensive if somebody could actually fill his shoes. He'd done such a good job for me for such a long time. But within a couple of rallies, Connor was there up to speed, and I'm every bit as comfortable with Connor after the last 18 months as I was with Kevin for 10 years. So, yeah, the whole package is there.
A couple of changes this year as well. I know there's an extra bit added on to Trenta that nobody has done before on the Friday, which may catch some out. But the big changes really are on the Sunday. We're going to do Fannad and we're going to do Glen reverse on what they were this last couple of years. The first objective, I'm sure, is to get to Sunday. But how much of a sting in the tail will they be that they've been done the opposite way around on it?
I actually enjoy Fannad and Glen in reverse. I think 2011 was the last time we'd done them in that format. So, yeah, I'd actually look forward to that. I think one of the biggest challenges we have this weekend is weather. And if we look at the forecast so far, it looks like it's going to be changeable. And the tyre choice is obviously a big factor when we have changeable conditions. You know, if it's wet, it's wet. Dry, but when we're in between, very difficult just to get the right choice on tyre. And we're putting a lot of work into that. We have a fairly large weather crew established to get us the information back so that we try and make the best choice possible.
Yeah, and what sort of conditions favour you in favour of the Focus?
I'm comfortable in either, truthfully. I don't mind the wet. I suppose everybody likes rallying in the dry. It's just a more enjoyable I suppose atmosphere and everything when the sun is out, and but the wet weather doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, we'll just go back to the stages. Obviously, Saturday is the main day. It's the big day. It's the longest day of the event, and some real cracking stages in there, including the likes of Knockalla and one Gary Gort as well.
Yeah, I love Gary Gort. Although it hasn't been the kindest to me.
You had an issue last year on it.
A couple of years ago, I had the overshoot on Gary Gort, and then I had a puncture. Many years ago, I put a Group N car in a hedge there, so maybe not the best stage for me. But I do enjoy it. Knockalla, I've never liked Knockalla. As much as my times have always been respectful on it, I don't like it.
Why is that? Because everybody seems to talk about Knockalla and love it and love the experience of going up the hill on it, but it's the opposite for you. Why is that?
I find the race down the back of the hill, you're just holding on, and I just don't enjoy it. I find it pretty daunting. So yeah, it's not one of my favourites. But in saying that, again, my times on Knockalla in the past have been good. So it's then the afternoon stage is Cairnhill's a cracker, you know, and it's one that certainly I know that a couple of the guys always have a big push in Cairnhill. Garton's a great stage as well, so they're classics. But God, you can't go to sleep in any of them.
Well, listen, we know that you're going to go flat out from the word go on the start of the first stage in Trenta on the Friday, and if you can keep that pace right through to the very end, and if the stars line up for Donna Kelly, how much would that mean to you to be crossing the ramp and coming over that ramp in Letterkenny on Friday as Donegal champion?
Yeah, well, it would mean the world. I've told some of the guys at work we have various meetings lined up for next week. I said be prepared for me not to be there if I have a bit of luck. So, yeah, look, you try not to think of that. We've a job to do for 3 days, and keeping that focus the whole way through is absolutely critical. So we won't think about what victory might look like until we maybe achieve it.